This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kabul, as so many are fighting for their life. There's even a kill list for those that have helped Americans in this quest in the past two decades to get the Afghan military ready to roll against the Taliban once forces were withdrawn. It has all backfired. And within a week, major cities taken over. Now, Afghanistan is the Taliban's, and it's desperate images that we're seeing of people seriously clinging to military planes, even some falling off in the air and falling to their death, so desperate to get out of the country. About 3,000 U.S. troops are setting up barriers to separate the military portion of the airport in Kabul in Afghanistan from the civilian terminal. There are checkpoints where the Taliban are stationed, and they are definitely looking for those that helped the Americans. As I mentioned, it's a kill list, and they're going door to door, and they're chanting death to America. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Sorry to start this way, but this is the world as we know it. And not just here in the United States, but elsewhere, you're seeing these horrific images. The president took to the airwaves today to talk about the situation and to talk about the maneuvers that he says had to happen, but it was unexpected how quickly the government fell with the president fleeing and the military not ready to defend itself. Here's a little snippet of President Biden.
I'm now the fourth American president to preside over war in Afghanistan. Two Democrats and two Republicans. I will not pass this responsibility on to a fifth president. I will not mislead the American people by claiming that just a little more time in Afghanistan will make all the difference.
Yep, so there is no more time. Time's up, except for that we have more troops going there to try to pull out Americans and try to pull out those with visas. And that's also part of the problem, that visa process of those who now definitely will not get it, but those who do have it and are trying to get out of there because they know their life is on the line along with their family, because if they don't get out, they know they're on the these lists that the Taliban has been assembling. So the president talked more about U.S. forces and Afghanistan and the plight.
U.S. forces had already drawn down during the Trump administration from roughly 15,500 American forces to 2,500 troops in country. And the Taliban was at its strongest militarily since 2001. The choice I had to make as your president was either to follow through on that agreement or be prepared to go back to fighting the Taliban in the middle of the spring fighting season. There would have been no ceasefire after May 1. There was no agreement protecting our forces after May 1. There was no status quo of stability without American casualties after May 1. There was only a cold reality of either following through on the agreement to withdraw our forces or escalating the conflict and sending thousands more American troops back into combat in Afghanistan.
All right, and see, ultimately, what is happening is the court of public opinion, again, watching these horrific shots of people desperately fleeing, of no women on the street because of the way the Taliban treat and feel about women. You see none, and the few that like schoolgirl age that have gone to school are covered from head to toe and scared to death that some of the rights that they've won with a different regime will now quickly all disappear. So the key thing is, and the key thing that so many are talking about, and it's all part of the mailbag that's coming up, so many of you react to that. I mean, listen, we've got Fred and Tropical Storm Fred and the floods of that, and then Grace coming up right behind it. I know some of you are listening in the panhandle in Florida, and that's terrible. We have Haiti and the earthquake. That's also horrific. And, of course, COVID-19 and the Delta variant, and what does that mean and what's happening as kids are going back to school. But I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and watching Afghanistan and watching what happened and so much blood, sweat, and tears of ours, of the United States, went into this for decades. Some people are furious. Other people feel like, what can you do? This is what the plight is, and there's no way out of this. And if the military wasn't ready, the Americans did everything they can. But boy, oh boy, when you look, and I did this today, I went overseas and looked through everything overseas I could, talked to some people. I did the same thing here across the United States, and comments like these were very, very common, like this one. When Biden said America doesn't build nations, did he forget to say we destroy them instead? Another one was Biden himself said, and this quote was quoted all over the place. He said probably about a month ago that the Taliban can't take Kabul in less than 2 weeks. And of course, boom, it was within a week. It was within a day that they took it over. How about this? There were some other snarky comments that were made from people overseas. And this is from the BBC. The Americans underestimate just how far or how fast those Toyota pickups can be. Ooh, ouch. And how about this one? All the soldiers who have fought to save Afghanistan, the ones that lost their lives trying to save them, they must wonder what they died for nothing. And it's sad to think that maybe one day in the future, all of our American and British soldiers will go and help again, but that's highly unlikely. Rip to all the soldiers that have died in battle. And I agree with that. It is that, what I say, the blood, the sweat, the tears of so many that went and served. $1 trillion America spent on this in 20 years. And just like that, you have people who aided the United States who are in trouble. You have people that already have been separated, families that have already been separated, and they know that they're not going to see their family. I feel terrible for the people there. So we trained the Afghanistan military. There was corruption all over the place. How many really wanted to fight for their freedom? I mean, there's the question to ask. How many wanted to fight for their freedom? Many taking a bribe. I know two guys that deployed 3 and 4 times, and they told me they really felt for the people, and they felt good about so much of what they were doing to help the actual people, the Afghani people. But when it came to training the troops, it wasn't that they weren't interested. It was that they easily would drop in a second if the Taliban was there and in their face, and never felt that they were going to be able to handle the Taliban and handle this country and this crisis that now they have foisted backwards, and the clock has gone backwards for the people in that country. What do we do? We'll talk about it next on The Flip Side.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-8255. 7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Kate Delaney here. Facebook has already connected over 2 billion people to authoritative COVID-19 information. As access to COVID-19 vaccines expands, Facebook aims to help bring 50 million more people one step closer to getting vaccinated. KX Jin, head of health at Facebook, is here to tell us some helpful hints. What tips do you have for us today?
Not only are we working to inform people who want to get the vaccine, we're also working to share real-time trends in COVID-19 vaccinations, intent to get vaccinated, and reasons why people might not. Knowing this information means health departments and agencies can speak to the real issues and concerns that people have, and hopefully lead to more people confidently choosing to get vaccinated.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
Thanks, KX. So again, search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app for more information. About Afghanistan and what should be done moving forward. I mean, I think it's pretty clear the U.S. is done with Afghanistan. But if you, again, want to throw in your two cents on what you think should happen, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. The reaction, of course, naturally, it's going to be very, very politicized in this country. Yet Senator Lindsey Graham saying today that Biden is the only person to blame here for this. Again, saying that it's gross incompetence the way Biden left Afghanistan and it shouldn't have happened this way, that it should have been a much different maneuver instead of the way the troops were pulled out of Afghanistan. So you have critics on the political right and left, if you will, and even somewhere in the middle that are calling the move, which has led to the dramatic fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban in a matter of days, a foreign relations disaster, nightmare, put any adjective in there you want. And there have been comparisons drawn to the fall of Saigon at the end of the Vietnam War, because you see the images of the helicopters rapidly ferrying Americans out of the embassy anywhere just to get out of that hellish situation in that country, and then people clinging to stop planes and to do whatever they can. And so there was the televised address, as I mentioned, from the president, where he said he didn't regret his decision, insisting that he had to decide between asking U.S. forces to fight endlessly in what he called Afghanistan's civil war, or follow through on an agreement to depart negotiated by Trump, the former president, of course, his predecessor in the White House, and he said at one point, I know my decision will be criticized, but I'd rather take all that criticism than pass the decision, as you heard, on to another president of the United States. So even from his own diplomats, he is being criticized over the handling of the U.S. exit, pulling out troops and then sending back thousands to help with evacuation. So that's the one thing. It's like a rubber band. We're pulling you out, and now you got to go back in. Hey, guys, thanks for your third deployment. We're pulling you out, and now we desperately need you to go back in. Afghanistan is done. It's lost. It's lost. I mean, that's it. You definitely you know that. You know, you think of what terrorism is in the world and what this looks like. It's just sad for the people. It's sad, sad, sad for the people. Really, honestly, my heart goes out to those that served. Really, it does. And because I've met so many, talked to so many, we've had so many on shows and the difficulties and what they've dealt with coming back, but still feeling like and wanting to feel like they connected and they mattered and they did something, and then to see this happen is so, so difficult. And then you think about the practices of the Taliban, right? You think about some of the harsh practices of what the Taliban will do. During their rule through 96 to 2001, women couldn't work. Punishments were public stoning. Yeah, public stoning to death. Whipping. Hanging, that's all part of now what will be back in play for the women in that country. And there are so many that helped and aided and did get visas and have been here for several years who have tried desperately to get their families out, and now they're squarely in the middle of this. It is frantic. You know, you've got flights are even being stopped as before they're taking off, and that's what now so many of the soldiers are doing. There were a couple of armed folks that went on the runways today where the soldiers had to shoot them. We have American soldiers that had to shoot a couple of people that were armed because they were so desperate to get away, flying over fences that were covered in barbed wire. I mean, the images that we're seeing are just, I mean, again, I cannot describe it adequately. Just horrific. And boy, oh boy, do I feel for those people. I mean, so goodbye, Afghanistan. I mean, ultimately, the Taliban is taking over and things are changing. The mission collapses in a day. I mean, you could say that. That's what it looked like in Kabul. When you saw that, that's what it looked like, right? And I think they were obviously armed, preparing, knowing what they had to do, and knowing what's happened in the past, and they were ready, and they took advantage, and the military was not. The military left posts and said, yeah, no, we can't, you know, I can't, we can't, we're out, that's it. Terrible. Again, you can always flip me your thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Coming up this hour, in fact, in our next segment, we will go to the mailbag. Many of you sent me your thoughts about Afghanistan, or you can jam on the phone lines, 855-266-5283. All right, a couple of other things that are shaking around this country. One that really popped out at me is, of course, what's happening with Mother Nature again and people having to be concerned about Tropical Storm Fred making landfall in the Florida Panhandle kind of late this afternoon, one of two storms that are hitting the United States. Looking at the path of that, I know there's been 50-mile-an-hour winds in some places, and certainly there's been a lot of rain, this rain that has drenched some other places before it's hit the United States, like the Dominican Republic. So, you know, in effect, the president declared a state of emergency in Florida because of the flooding, the possibility of damaging winds, which already is happening, tornadoes, all of that, which just means that FEMA can jump in to assist. And then you got, you know, state efforts too as well. And this is walloping, you know, Panama City Beach in the Panhandle. You had lifeguards that flipped up those double red flags in the middle of the summer, meaning get off the beach. And they braced for rain that they got, lots of it, wind that they got. But there wasn't any evac orders. So you did have schools and government offices were shut down, but it could have been worse. However, there were less people on the road, so that's better. The heavy rain can always be scary, especially in low-lying areas, because that's where you get that flood that you might not be thinking about or expecting when you're like in Mobile, Alabama, right? And you're along that coastal barrier. And they're still bracing for the possibility, you never know, of tornadoes, especially with Grace coming back up. So 4 to 8 inches of rain in some areas. Southwest Alabama through western and northern Georgia and the western Carolinas could get maybe up to 4 to 7. You get my drift here, right? So the concern is life-threatening storm surges all along the panhandle, flooding, seeing that happen. That's the biggie. Off our shores, Haiti. Can Haiti take anything else? Haiti's death toll from the earthquake, over 1,400. Tropical depression that's following Fred that I mentioned briefly, Grace, dumping torrential rains. So thousands of Haitians scrambling to find shelter after a 7.2 earthquake killed so many over the weekend, just decimating schools and offices, churches, homes, you name it, right? Just there's just a pile of bricks anywhere you seem to look from the video that I've been able to see. And the death toll keeps rising. The number of injuries, too, some of them serious, 6,000. So many waiting for help. Also many people trying to get to them and help them. And then you've got Grace barreling toward the country, right? So 60 miles off of Haiti, they were just bracing for those torrential rains, which, of course, on that island of Española, shared with the Dominican Republic, the DR on one side, and it was nasty stuff. And you've got the possibility of maybe some flooding, maybe some mudslides because of the fact of what you have with the earthquake. Really, really tough. So loss is pretty high. I mean, different from 2010, it seems. But, you know, if you look at the quake the last time, you had thousands of people injured. You had thousands that were displaced. And this is the concern when we're comparing the size and the efforts. What is this going to look like and end up this time around? All right, coming up, we're headed to the mailbag. Hang with us.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation on Monday for the first time since the Taliban captured the Afghan capital of Kabul over the weekend. The president admitted his administration was caught off guard by the quick collapse of the Afghan security forces, but said he stands behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the country.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there.
And Tropical Storm Fred made landfall Monday afternoon along the coast of the Florida Panhandle near Cape San Blas, Florida. The storm moved inland, bringing sustained winds of 60 miles an hour and heavy rains to the Panhandle and southwest Georgia. More than 7 inches of rain were recorded in Panama City, Florida, and flooding has been reported across the Panhandle. This is USA Radio News. Those in the food stamp program are getting a boost in their assistance. Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And cell phone carrier T-Mobile has confirmed that it was the victim of a hack of its data. The company said Monday that there was unauthorized access to some of its data, but it's still investigating the scope of the breach. The company could not say whether any of their customers' personal data was accessed in the incursion. This is USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
All right, once again, thanks so much for all of your thoughts, letting them fly. You can do the same listening to this show, whether it's about Afghanistan, whether it's about the floods and what you're dealing with there. I talked to someone today. They had a small town off of Illinois, and they were telling me what a terrible situation they had a few weeks ago with floods and that so many people were displaced, you wouldn't believe it, and how, yes, it's receded, but what has been left in the path. And then there's others that are writing about the drought situation, the lowest that we've seen at Lake Mead, and what is that disaster that's happening in Nevada and Arizona and Colorado. So whatever it is that you want to talk about, do it 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from Nick, who listens to us in New Orleans. Must be listening to us on our favorite spots, one of our favorite spots, 990 AM WGSO. And Nick says, Katie, looking at the situation in Afghanistan, so frustrating. I have so many buddies that serve proudly, and I'm proud of them. But what it must be like to see that its mission failed? What's it like to see what's happening with the people in Afghanistan who certainly must have felt like it was a little bit of a different way of life, not being connected to the Taliban regime? Now, the quicksand, as you call it, of the Middle East is sucking them back under. The country is an absolute mess, and you know that people are going to be blaming in other places the United States. There was no winning this. It was a mess 20 years ago. It was a mess from the time that we jumped into this, and this is a religious war, and how can you possibly prevent it? And what a disconnect with the Afghan president. Yeah, what a disconnect indeed. Supposedly, that was one of the things that, thanks, Nick, that Biden said, is meeting with the president. He felt so assured that, you know, that things were under control and that the military was confident and they were ready to go. And it was quite the opposite, you know, of that. I mean, look at how quickly it happened. Again, the speed of that. Wow. What a nightmare. I mean, there's only so many adjectives I can use, and I watch it and I think for those people. I think for the people that served in our country, and I think for the people that are there and that are stuck in these horrific situations that I'm not even describing aptly, because when you fear for your life like that, and you know you can be stoned in an instant because someone makes up a story about you, because you're a woman, so, hey, you might be hung. Sorry, sister. This is the wrong religion for you. This is the wrong place to be born. And it's terrible, the things that happen. It's terrible, the things fathers witness that go on with their own children. I mean, this is what it is, the Taliban. So ultimately, who benefits from all of this? It's very, very sad. So a lot of you had a lot to say about it. This one is from Dean. And Dean says, Kate, wow, honestly, looking at the people, it reminded me of a movie I saw, and you talked about the movie on the air, World War Z, where there were people that were climbing over walls in Israel to get away from the zombies so they weren't killed. And it was so similar, sadly, in watching the video images of people just desperately grabbing onto military planes, running over the tarmac, not concerned what was happening, thinking somehow they were going to be able to escape, not worried about the razor wire sharp above the walls that they were climbing, and just grabbing children and doing anything that they could. Why, if it was such a glorious place to be, would they be doing that? And especially those who are complicit in helping the United States, they know they're pretty much dead. Yeah, that's one way to put it. They know they're pretty much dead. There is something that I mentioned at the top of the show called a kill list, and on that list are the people that they're aware of, because, you know, some of them have been helping for 3, 4, 5 or more years and haven't gotten out yet. Some have gotten out, but some haven't. So that's what they're doing. They've got names on a list. They're asking people. They're going door to door to find the people to out them, to make an example of them. So the twisted laws are going to be back in place. So Afghanistan has been poured into chaos. You know, you've got thousands, apparently, gathering to witness executions in Kandahar at a sports stadium. That there are claims that some women are already being sentenced to be stoned to death in some places. There is going to be a bloodbath. I mean, this is it. This is what you're going to see. You're seeing that there are people that are trapped, and the Taliban is on the hunt, roaming the streets for their enemies. That's what's happening. Yes, definitely. Let's move to another one, and then we're going to move to something else, because I have so many of them, and I'm sure throughout the week I'll get them too. This one is from Susan, and Susan says, Hi, Kate. I've been listening to your show for, I guess, probably about a year or so. I listened to you in Connecticut on 105.5 FM. I thought I would give them a little love, because that's how I found you. And I'll tell you what, I really feel for the women in Afghanistan, because it is no life to be a woman there. And, you know, they've had some of these young girls and maybe even older women have had a taste of having a life, of having a voice, and now they're going to be once again under the thumb of the Taliban. Anything that they've achieved, the return is just completely awful for them, and I'm sure some women are assuming that they'll be killed because that's what's happened in the past, and they're they're the most at-risk population of the country. There is absolutely no question about that, because they'll be brutalized in this new law in every single aspect of their life. It is inhumane. And to not have a plan and to not rescue these women, I think, is appalling. And it's appalling to watch what's happening. It is appalling. It is desperate. It is awful. I think, you know, at this point, it's shocking to see people falling off a C-17 midair, really, or see almost 650 people packed in on a plane just to get out. Pack us in, baby. I don't care if I have to stand up for however many hours. Get me on that plane so that I can escape the Taliban. And these are the images, again, that we're seeing. So what if you're left behind? What then? It's very, very unsettling, to say the least. All right, let's move to something else. This one is from William. And William says, Kate, I've been following what's going along, obviously, with the Delta variant. I have a young granddaughter, and her parents are concerned about the school and whether, you know, she's safe at school or not. Now they keep changing plans at the last minute. There's the possibility that they may do online learning again, or they may go to the classroom, and they live in Virginia. And I see that so many of these ICUs, especially in the South, are overrun with really young children or people that are certainly younger in years. And now we're having these conversations about booster shots, apparently. When do you think the booster shots are going to go out? And for goodness sake, will the young children have the availability of the vaccine before that? Well, two different things. One is, yes, the rush to get the approval for younger children to have the vaccine, you know, under 12. And definitely there are plans to give booster shots. You know, we've been hearing that there's rumors. It's happening. It's going to happen because of this Delta variant that is highly transmissible, and it's sparking that surge in the COVID-19 cases. So, yes, there are people that are have already had these discussions that they're going to need boosters even 8 months after being fully vaccinated, depending on immune systems. And then I think there's going to be a pecking order for who goes first, which would be frontline people, people in the hospital industry that are treating people. So we'll see the same thing unfold. But the information is, here's the thing, is there's this ferocity of the Delta variant is surprising even a lot of scientists. So it's all about that data and accumulating it and, you know, figuring out the vaccines. Are they losing some antivirus potency over time? But they're trying not to highlight that, because the idea is to persuade more Americans to get vaccinated, which is considered to be the best way, right, to get out of the pandemic. So again, the not being sure of how much of the reduction in protection is from the passage of time and how much is attributed to the variant. That's what's partially, of course, being weighed. So I think that, yes, that by the fall, there will be boosters. I mean, just over 50% of Americans are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus now anyway, at this point, right? All right, we're going to lighten the load at the tail end of this, so to speak. We're going to go into the man cave next.
Hi, this is Kate. Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's time to
invade the bad game.
Everybody's invited. Have a seat. A lot of different things to talk about in the man cave, including, how about this, with the NFL season looming large, because we're in training camps right now. The Raiders are the first NFL team to require fans to be vaccinated at home games. Think about the Raiders and where they play. The Las Vegas Raiders. So the team's vaccination, no mask policy takes effect for the team's September 13th regular season opener against the Ravens on Monday Night Football. The Raiders owner, Mark Davis, released a statement and said, "Health and safety has always been our number one priority. After consulting with the Nevada governor and other community leaders, this policy ensures that we're able to operate at full capacity without masks for fully vaccinated fans for the entire season." So they're requiring fans, again, to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations. No proof, no entry, right? None. Now, it's interesting. Saturday's preseason opener against the Seahawks, the Raiders played in front of a home crowd at Allegiant Stadium for the first time since relocating to Sin City from Oakland following the 2019 season. With a mask mandate in place for the game, there were over 50,000 fans at the 65,000-seat stadium. So that's a lot. A lot of people went out. And, you know, here's the thing with that whole mask thing is trying to police that, as I saw at a sporting event, because saying, yes, masks are required, but then people taking them off, people not having them on, or, you know, shoving them in their pocket or whatever. I saw lots of incidents where you had a security guard come up and then somebody started jawing and they had, you know, words, and then, you know, ultimately they put it on and then they go away, and you get it, right? So will other teams follow suit or not? You know, for the Packers, sticking with the NFL for a second, it's interesting. There was so much focus on, as it should be, on the great Aaron Rodgers, who was the MVP of the season last year, that something else happened along the way, because you got to look at what's the future for the Packers, right? Especially when they didn't know, after all the hubbub over not getting the right kind of love, so to speak, from his team, was Aaron Rodgers coming back or not? So Packers quarterback Jordan Love, I guess, is feeling a little bit better, but his status for the Jets game, which is a preseason game, is uncertain. So what does that mean? He's got an injured right shoulder. So think about, you know, quarterback, right? His arm was hit when he's trying to throw during the second quarter of a huge loss. Not really huge because it's preseason, but a 26-7 loss to the Texans on Saturday night. Didn't practice on Monday. Matt LaFleur, of course, the coach of the Packers, hasn't ruled him out of the Jets game on Saturday. They're just saying we'll see how significantly he recovers. The general manager and LaFleur have, by the way, said they're bringing in a couple of free agent quarterbacks for workouts on Tuesday in case they decide they need to add somebody. It's possible they could have to add somebody. Wouldn't that be an interesting moment for somebody to get a chance to play in a, I don't know, in a preseason game where maybe they wouldn't get that opportunity? You never know where opportunity, right, is going to is going to meet you. And so maybe somebody gets that opportunity because of the situation that's happened there. All right, I mentioned the Las Vegas Raiders and the fans and the vaccinations. But what about the players? How about the Falcons? The Falcons are the first NFL team to have 100% of their players vaccinated. They opened training camp with more than 90% of the players vaccinated, and they confirmed on Monday that they have reached 100%. So they are absolutely, hands down, the first team to be able to do that. And they're saying because of that, we can have the players not wear masks around the facility and eat and work out together. And that was one of the goals, was to be able to do that. So the Falcons, 100%. You know, there are so many players that don't want to get vaccinated. I shouldn't say so many. There are, because let's face it, it's like a microcosm of society. So there are those that are anti-vaxxers. They don't want to be vaccinated. And there's very strict policies in the NFL. There could be forfeits of games. I mean, who knows if somebody tests positive for COVID? I mean, that's the thing. That's the fear, right? So they're not fearing that with proof that they've got 100% vaccinated. That makes a huge, huge difference. And then on the lighter side, you know, there is something about being a personal brand. Athletes now, that's what it is. What's your personal brand? And Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes, who has seen his business empire just expand and explode and, you know, whatever else, he tweeted today about the release of his first signature shoe. You have to have a shoe, right, when you're someone like Pat Mahomes. So it's the Mahomes One Impact FLX, and it's through Adidas. He said that go time or release date for the shoe is August 23rd. What do you think the best-selling athlete shoe of all time is? of any athlete. I mean, this is like a layup question for almost anyone. Of course, it's the Air Jordans. And there are so many different Air Jordans. You can get a pair, if you're wondering, I mean the expense, right? You can get a pair of Air Jordans, a Jordan Air 4 Retro Fire, Retro Fire Red 2020 that will cost you, set you back, $562. $562. And they sell a ton of them, right? I mean, there are Jordans you can get that are, of course, much cheaper. Air Jordan 1, they call it Air Jordan 1 mid, the Chicago 2020 shoe. That's $239. Remember when you could just get Keds? Like, you're just wearing Keds. We were playing horse on the blacktop, right? And we didn't even have a net. You just had a rim, and everybody had Keds on. Now, if you were a girl, you might have had boy Keds on because that was cool to do that. You know, the boys' shoes. But certainly, shoe wear was much different a few decades ago, let's say, versus now. But, I mean, good for Mahomes. So let him have a shoe. It's actually a pretty nice-looking shoe, I have to say, from Adidas. And he's into all kinds of things. He's a minority owner of the Kansas City Royals. He's a partner in an investor group that announced Whataburger, that they've got the fast food franchises in Missouri and Kansas, and he's part of that. He's a Texas guy, and Whataburger is a big burger chain in Texas, so good for him. You know, he's making things happen, or at least the people around him are helping him make things happen. It's those good agents and advice in building up whatever it is that your brand is. How about this? I was happy to see this. You know, there's always those arguments about foul balls and getting hit in the face with a ball, but now there's netting in so many other areas that they didn't have before in a lot of ballparks. The Astros have agreed to a settlement with a family of a 2-year-old girl that was hit by a foul ball during a 2019 Astros game at Minute Maid Park. It was terrible, the video. They kept showing it over and over again back at the time when it happened. She had a skull fracture and a brain injury and has been on anti-seizure medication, sadly, since the incident. Doctors have been weaning her from the medication, and she hasn't had a seizure in a while, so that's the good news. Her prognosis, they say, is difficult to define, but they're hopeful about her having a normal, you know, a normal future. But anyway, they reached a settlement that will help her with her future and medical bills and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It did prompt Major League Baseball teams, as I said, to extend protective netting farther down the foul lines to protect the fans. On that note, we're closing the door to the man cave and this hour of the show. Thanks for listening. You can always catch up with me at kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.